Break noise cleanup for smoky late night moods. Advanced drum and bass mixing in Ableton Live. Alright, let's go after a problem that hits hardest in dark, late night rollers. Break noise that feels vibey and smoky until you start pushing the mix. Then it turns into that hashy, tiring fizz, usually up in the 6 to 14K zone, or it starts pumping in a weird way when your kick and sub are doing their thing. The goal today is not to sterilize your break. The goal is to keep the smoke, keep the grit, keep the late night air but ditch the harshness, the fatigue, and the why is my noise breathing sidechain artifacts. By the end, you'll have a repeatable break cleanup rack. You'll control noise without killing transients, treat hiss differently from low rumble, keep a parallel smoke layer so the vibe survives heavy cleanup, and make the whole thing sidechain aware at typical drum and bass tempos around 170 to 176. Step 0. Prep. Gain staging and context. Put your break in a drum group. Name it something like Breakbus so you treat it like a real instrument, not a random loop. Set the level so your break peaks around -8 to -6 dB/fs before processing. Not because that number is magic, but because it gives your plugins room to behave predictably. Now the big rule, do not judge noise in solo. Loop an 8 or 16 bar section with your bass and pads playing. The whole point is smoky late night mood, and that mood only exists in context. Drop a spectrum on the break bus, and another on the master, so you can a/b quickly and see what you're actually fighting. Quick coach move before any plugins. Do a noise audit. Go into clip view and find a moment where it's mostly noise, like the tail after a snare, or a gap between chops. Loop that. Look at spectrum. If you see a hump below about 120 Hz, that's rumble. Turntable, room. Handling noise, that will smear your sub, so we treat that differently. If you see more of a flat blanket above about 7K, that's hiss and air. That's the stuff that becomes fatiguing when you compress and widen. If you see spiky lines, like a tone or a whine, that's not vibe, that's a problem. That's when you use narrow notches. Okay, now we build the core structure. Step 1. Split the break into body and air. Create an audio effect rock on your break. Make three chains, low, mid, and air. This split is the main reason this workflow works, because if you try to clean noise on the full range break, you always end up dulling the drums or wrecking the groove. On the LOW chain, put an EQ and low pass around 180 to 250 Hz with a steeper slope, like 24 dB per octave. You're aiming to catch kick thump, tom energy, low snare meat, and low percussion but none of the airy stuff. On the MID chain, bandpass roughly 200 Hz up to about 6.5 kHz. This is where the rolling lives, the crack, the snare smack, the ghost note motion. On the IR chain, high pass around 6 to 8 kHz. Slope can be 12 to 24 dB per octave depending on how much you want to isolate the haze. This is where hiss and brittle fizz show up, and this is where we clean surgically. Now, process each band like it's its own instrument. Step 2. Clean the LOW, so smoke doesn't become mud. On the LOW chain, at EQ8, high pass at 25 to 35 Hz, 24 dB per octave. This is remove sub rumble, not delete the break's body. If your break has a boomy room tone that's fighting your sub, try a narrow cut around 50 to 80 Hz. Don't go wild. 1 to 3 dB can be enough. Then add glue compressor, gentle. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds, so the transient still pops. Release on auto or around 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on the hits. The point is not to squash, it's to stop low-end noise from surging unpredictably. Feature note, if your bassline is sustained and heavy, you usually want the break low-end to be stable and slightly controlled. If your bass is more plucky and short, you can let the break low-end breathe a little more. Step 3. Clean the MID, keep bite, reduce loop wear. On the MID chain, put drum bus, drive around 2 to 6. Crunch very low, like 0 to 10%. Damp at 10 to 30% to calm brittle midrange. Keep boom off. You probably do not need extra low end competing with the sub. Optional EQ 8 moves. If the break feels like cardboard, dip 300 to 600 Hz by 1 to 3 dB. If the snare loses bite after cleanup, a small shelf or gentle bell around 3 to 5K, like plus 1 dB. Can bring articulation back without reintroducing hiss. Key reminder, overcleaning the midrange is how you kill the roll. You want the break to still feel like it's dragging you forward. Step 4. Clean the AIR. This is the main event. We're going to do controlled, dynamic shaping, not a giant low pass that deletes your life. First, dynamic-ish hiss control with multiband dynamics. Put multiband dynamics on the AIR chain. Focus on the high band behavior and match the crossover to your split, around 6 to 8K. Use downward compression on the high band, ratio somewhere between 2 to 1 and 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release around 50 to 120 milliseconds. Set the threshold so that when hats and snares occur, the high band compresses maybe 2 to 5 dB, but the constant hiss gets controlled even more. The balancing act is this. You want transients to still poke through, but you don't want the steady noise bed to sit on your face. Coach tip: tune release to tempo. If the top end feels like it's flapping, your release time is off. At 174 BPM, a starting point is roughly 20 to 90 milliseconds, like the feel of a 64th to a 32nd note. Then adjust until the decay between hits feels musical, not like a switch. Next, gate only the top, and don't hard mute it. After multiband dynamics, add gate. Set the threshold so hiss reduces between hits, but doesn't disappear completely. Attack fast, 0.2 to 1 millisecond. Hold 15 to 40 milliseconds. Release 60 to 150 milliseconds. Now the magic control. Floor. Set the floor to something like -12 to -24 dB. This is your smoke knob. If you slam it to minus infinity, you get that obvious hard gate effect, and the break starts sounding chopped in a bad way. Now open the gate sidechain filter and bandpass at around 2 to 8K. That makes the gate respond to actual hat and snare articulation instead of random noise spikes. Extra coach note, don't let cleanup change your perceived groove. Heavy dynamic control on AIR can shift how you perceive swing and ghost notes. When you /B, level match, put a utility at the end of the rack and match output gain so you're not tricked by cleaner, is quieter. Now to harsh the fizz. Put a Q8 last on the AIR chain. Add a gentle high shelf at 9 to 11K. Pull it down 1 to 4 dB. Keep the Q broad, around 0.5 to 0.7. If there's a specific whistle or squeal, that's when you add a tight bell cut with a higher Q, like 6 to 10, and take out just the offender. Advanced variation you should try if it's really aggressive. Two-stage to harsh. Do a tiny static shelf cut, like 1 to 2 dB, then let multiband dynamics do only 1 to 3 dB of additional control dynamically. Two small moves sound way more natural than one big blanket move. Step 5. Parallel smoke layer, so the vibe stays alive even if you clean hard. If you do a great job cleaning, you can accidentally make the break feel too polite, so we re-add controlled dirt, on purpose. Make a parallel chain or duplicate the track and call it smoke. On smoke, add auto filter in band pass mode. Center it around 5 to 9K, resonance subtle, about 0.7 to 1.2. Then add saturator with soft clip-on, drive 2 to 8 dB, and bring output down to match. Then a tiny dark reverb, decay 0.4 to 0.9 seconds, small to medium size, high cut around 5 to 7K, dry/wet 5 to 12%. Blend this under the clean break, typically -18 to -10 dB. You want to miss it when it's gone, not notice it when it's there. Pro move if you want final smoke that doesn't explode when you compress the drum bus. Don't route your smoke bed through the drum bus compressor. Send it more directly to the mix bus or a texture group so your punch processing doesn't pump the atmosphere. Step 6. Stop noise from pumping against the kick and sub. If you sidechain your whole break equally to the kick, the hiss will breathe and it sounds amateur fast. So you've got two clean fixes. Fix A. Sidechain only the body. Put your kick sidechain compressor on LOW and MID, not on AIR. Or sidechain AIR very lightly, like 1 to 2 dB. That keeps the hats and air stable while the body ducks out of the way for the kick and sub. Fix B. Duck the AIR only when the bass hits. Add a compressor on the AIR chain. Sidechain it from your sub or bass group. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 5 to 15 milliseconds, release 80 to 200 milliseconds. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of ducking when bass notes hit. This can make the low end feel bigger because you're reducing masking up top exactly when the bass needs attention. Step 7. Automate for arrangement. Noise is a narrative tool. Smoky DNB often wants more haze in the intro, then cleaner in the drop. Automate your AIR gate threshold so it's looser in the intro, tighter in the drop. Automate smoke blend louder in the intro, lower in the drop. Automate how deep your high shelf cut is and even automate width. And yes, width matters. A lot of the spray lives in the sides. Put utility on the AIR chain and try narrowing it to 60 to 90%, or widen in the intro and narrow in the drop. This reduces fatigue without dulling the center punch. Arrangement trick for impact, right at the drop, mute or clamp the AIR for an eighth note to a quarter note, then bring it back. That tiny contrast makes the transient punch feel huge, and the noise four feels controlled even when it returns. Now, common mistakes to dodge. Hard gating the entire break kills groove and makes edits clicky. If you need gating, do it on AIR, and use floor. Over highpassing, because sub is king will delete the roll. Clean rumble, don't delete body. Solo mixing the noise will lead you into bad decisions. Always check with bass and pads. Oversaturating the AIR chain turns hiss into brittle glass. Saturate MID more than AIR. And sidechaining the whole break equally is the fastest way to make hiss pump. Sidechain body harder than air. Mini practice exercise. Set your project to 174 BPM. Grab an Amen or Think style break. Build the 3-band rack and the smoke parallel. Make a 32-bar loop. Bars 1 to 16. Intro with pads and break. Bars 17 to 32. Drop with sub and kick. Automate AIR gate threshold looser in the intro, tighter in the drop. Set smoke level around minus 12 dB in the intro, minus 18 in the drop, as a starting point. Then bounce 16 bars of intro and 16 bars of drop, and do the real checks. On headphones, you shouldn't get sandpaper fatigue after 30 seconds. With a sub loud, the noise should not swell on each bass note. In mono, the break should still feel present, not hollow. And at low volume, you can still read the hats without cranking the mix. Final recap. Split the break into LOW, mid, AIR so you can treat noise surgically. Control hiss with multiband dynamics, and a top-only gate using floor and a sidechain filter. Preserve vibe with a parallel smoke layer. Avoid pumping by sidechaining the body more than the air. And automate cleanup across the arrangement, so the intro stays hazy and the drop stays tight. If you tell me what break you're using and whether your bass is sustained roller style or more plucky techie stuff, I can suggest crossover points and sidechain release times that lock to that groove.